Good morning. We're continuing Chayal Demehecha Shabbos, and we learn Klal Chapez, the Malacha Malabein, and we're adding a few points at the end of the Simen, at the end of the Klal. So, we mentioned that briefly at the end of the last year that there's a Muksa issue over here. So there are two Muksa issues which we have to think about. One is the idea of Klisha Malata Leisr. If you're dealing with something which is primarily used in a way which is usur, the item is muksa, because our masakin that those things are muksa. For example, a pen is used for writing, a type of a pan or pot which is used primarily for cooking, as opposed to for storage. So over here, if you have a cloth which is used in a way which is considered to be schita for the purpose of malabin or of dosh, that's going to be muksa. So a map is muksa, etc. There's a second muksa issue, which is that an item which is in a state which it is unusable on Shabbos, it becomes muksa. There's a third muksa issue, which is that Chazal made a takana on certain items that they should become muksa unless to prevent the person from doing something which is usur to do. An example, the Gemara talks about a bench which loses a leg. So even though the bench theoretically is usable without the leg, because you can put it on on some type of a support, which put at one end of the bench on a chair, so the bench is usable, but we're afraid you're going to put the leg back in and be over the malacha of bona or makah b'patish. So Chazal made the bench muksa. A modern application of that is a person loses the screw in the temple of their eyeglasses. Screwing the screw back in would be a malacha d'oraisa. It stays there for a long period of time. It's a tikkun of the kli. It's a makom patish or boina. So the temple becomes muksa, and the eyeglasses become muksa because we're afraid if we allow you to touch them, you're going to fix them. So over here, there is a takana of muksa. This is mentioned by the Ramah at the end of Simen Shin Aleph in Sif Mem Vav, that a beged which is wet in a way that Chazal were afraid the person would come to squeeze it, Chazal put a status of muksa on the beged. This garment is muksa, lest one come to squeeze it out. So this type of muksa applies to any scenario where Chazal were afraid you're going to squeeze it out. In a case where Chazal were not afraid you're going to squeeze it out, like we mentioned yesterday, a rag which a person doesn't mind if it sits and being wet for a while, or a towel which part of the towel is dry, so you still have a usable area of the towel, so you have no need to squeeze it out. So this muksa would not apply, because we're not afraid you're going to come and squeeze it out. But a cloth which we are afraid that you're going to squeeze out becomes muksa. An exception to this, Chazal put a heter. A person's clothing becomes wet, either the clothing that he's wearing, or the clothing which he needs for Shabbos, he doesn't really have a good alternative to wear for Shabbos. So even though they are wet, because a person needs to wear their clothing, Chazal did not put this status of muksa on the garment. So therefore, let's say, for example, if a sleeve of one's shirt became soaked. So a shirt, we don't have the heter part of it being dry. You don't like having the sleeve of your shirt wet. So the fact that the rest of the shirt is dry doesn't help you. And we're afraid you might come to squeeze out the shirt. So that would generate a muksa status on the shirt. However, if this is the only shirt that one has for Shabbos, it's the only white shirt that they have, and they wear white shirts on Shabbos, and they'd be uncomfortable wearing one of their weekday shirts, which are a checkered flannel pattern. So Chazal did not put a muksa status on the shirt. Obviously, one cannot squeeze out the sleeve. And if it's inevitable he's going to squeeze the sleeve, see, so that's a problem. But once it dries off a little bit, that's not a concern. So the muksa status muksa does not apply to it. We need to clarify a little bit more about this concept of muksa, because there's a concept of something which is muksa beginning of Shabbos, remains muksa for the rest of Shabbos. And let's clarify that, Be'ez Hashem, in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.